The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Nazir has been dedicated by our good friend Haimi and Dina Dana. Hashem Yishmirem V'Hayim. V'Hatzlacha for all their children that they should be Mehunach Alpi Toratenu HaKedusha. They should grow up and they should be Zochel Torah U'Mitzvot U'L'Chupa ולמעשים טובים, ובפרט, רפואה שלמה, ומשה בן דינה, אין נא רפנה לו, בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וגם רפואה שלמה, פנינה, בת אסתר, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתה קרבה לבוא, וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן, וזכות המסכת נזיר יגן בעדם, אמן.
Daf Yomi has been dedicated by our good friends Mr. David Nisani, Hashem Yishmirehu V'Chayehu, Mr. Joe Zetuni and family, Hashem Yishmirehu V'Chayehem, and Dr. Mehdeb and family, Hashem Yishmirehem V'Chayehem. May they continue to have beracha, hatzlacha in all their endeavors. Amen.
Daf Mem Dalet. Today's daf has been studied by Alun Nishmat Morzekeni Rabbi Yosef Ben Sarah, Alun Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. רפואה שלמה, משה בן דינה, שרה רוחמה בת רחל, שרה בת רחל, רבי מרדכי, סמח אליהו בן מזל טוב, אל נא רפנה להם, אל נא רפנה להם, אל נא רפנה רפואת הנפש, ורפואת הגוף, רפואתם קרבה לבוא, וכן ינסום ונאמר אמן. We are on Mem Gimel Amud Bet, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, starting from the words Vehatanya. The Gemara is challenging a statement that Rav Chisda made in the name of Rav. Let's review that statement. The statement is on the top of the Amud Bet, which said, Nikta Rosho Shel Abiv. If let's say the Kohen's father, he became decapitated. Now we know a Kohen is allowed to be Mitameh for the seven relatives. That's the Kohen Hidyot. One of the seven relatives is his father. However, the statement says that if the father is not whole, for example, he lost his head, or for that matter, another limb, he's Hasir, so he's not considered Abiv, and therefore, according to Rav Chisda, the name of Rav, a father cannot be Kohen. Cannot be mitameh for the relative that is not shalem, okay, that is missing a body part. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? Ve'atanya, we have a braita, Rav Kana, Berabi Eliezer ben Yaakov. He's doresh the pasuk la. What does the Torah say? Torah says, La yitama. The complete pasuk is, Vela achoto habetula. Hakerova elav. Asher lo hayetali ish. La yitama. Parashat Emor. The Torah comes and tells us that the fellow is the Kohen, is able to be metameh for his sister, who is a betula. And the Torah goes out of its way to say, La. To her, he is able to be metameh. So the Gemara is Doresh. La metama. Ve'eno metama le'evarim. Oh, but he is not metame to body parts. Which means if a part of the body comes off, so that's not considered la. That's considered the body part. Prat. So what is it coming to exclude? So it's coming to exclude certain things. Number one. The kezayit minamet. Right? That would be, let's say, you have an olive size piece that comes off the corpse. So the Kohen cannot be mitameh. Uchzayit netzel. What is netzel? So that would be a decomposed flesh of the corpse, the flesh that liquefied. They call that netzel. Okay? Or let's say fluids that ooze out of the corpse. That's the way the Rosh learns. And we'll see the Rosh inside in a moment. Umalet tarvad rekev. Or for that matter, a ladle full of corpse dust, which means, let's say, dry dust with a body decomposed into, and it's a ladle size full. So in all these cases, the Kohen cannot be mitameh. So it says, lo, now, Yachol, lo yitama l'shidra ul gulgolet ul rov binyana ul rov binyana. But do you think that the Kohen cannot be mitameh to the shidra? The Shidra is the spinal column. Okay, that's Shedra and Gulgolet. Gulgolet is the skull, which means these are obviously primary organs of the body that sustain the life of the body. Gulgolet would be the skull, like we said. Rov binyana is the majority of the skeletal frame, which means that's about the thigh bone, the calf bone, which makes up the height, the majority of the height of the body. Ulrov minyana means the numerical majority of her bones, which would be, let's say, there's 248 bones. So the majority of that, was that 125 bones? Let's say, so that's already the shiur as well. So the Gemara says, what about that? She's telling me the whole body. That's la. What about the other liquefied netzel? And what about the dut? No, you're not mitameh for that. Oh, you will think that maybe you cannot be mitameh. That is the quen for significant parts of the body. What significant parts of the body? Spinal column, skull, rov binyan, the frame, that's the thigh bones, the calf bones, or rov binyan, or the majority of the bones. So the Gemara says, yes, the quen can be mitameh. Ketiv, the amarta alehim. If you look at Parashat Emor, it says, Emor ela kohanim bene aharon ve amarta alehim. So the Gemara is being doresh. Emor ve amarta. And what is the first Emor obviously going? Tell them that they can be metameh to the seven relatives. So the ve amarta is coming to include not only the seven relatives when they are whole, but even when they have the gulgolet, the shidra, rov binyan, so from the words amarta, we are being marveh, more availability to be metameh, which shows you already that Rav Chazdad is not right, because Rav Chazdad said that you're not metameh just a body that's incomplete. Yeah. But here clearly you see from the Braita that even incomplete body, the certain parts of the body, like we're saying over here, indeed the Kohen can be metameh. Now, Yacho lo yitama. לשדרה ולגולגולת ורוב בניינו ולרוב בניינו של אחרים. Right, because from this derasha we only know אחותו. Which is, if you want to be technical, the word la was said by the sister. Right, la yitama. So we said, oh, la, but not to the dust, not to the liquefied, right? Not to the parts. Good. Oh, what about her? So we're still by La, we're still by the sister. What about her skull, her spinal column, her frame, or her rov minyan? Kamash Palan, the word Amarta comes to include it. Okay, that's maybe only by the sister. How do you know by everybody else, by other the others as well, the other six? How do you know also the Kohen can be metameh for rov binyan, and all that? How do you know to apply it to the other six relatives that the Kohen can be metameh? Because again, if you're being technical, the derasha was only said by La. How do you know it applies to the other ones? The Gemara says, Amarta, you said, Ma Ahoto. Well, I can make a Mamatzinu. And I can say like this, just like his sister. What's the properties of the sister? Miyuhedet, it is significant or it is special. That what? Shigufa Taluibo, that there's a responsibility to the Kohen to bury his sister, meaning Gufa Taluibo, her body is dependent on him, which means the Torah says that he can be Metameh. Umetameh Lishinah Ulgulgol, the Robinyana. And we see also that Torah allows that the Kohen can be metameh to the spinal column and the gulgolet and the rov binyan and binyan. Af kol shigufo talui bo. So to anybody that the Kohen is obligated to bury, which would be the other six relatives, metameh l'shitra ul gulgolet ul rov binyano ul rov binyano. End of question. So you see what? The Kohen does not necessarily have to be metameh to the complete body, but it can be metameh even to a partial body. But of course it has to be significant, but it's still partial body. It's not the whole body. So that's a question against Rav Chazdan in the name of Rav. Gemara's answer, Ayin Nameh Rabbi Yehudai. Don't ask the question that Braita. That braita is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says that a kohen can be tameh even though the body is not complete. Yeah. And obviously, the Chazdan, the name of Rav, was following the opinion of the Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and they're going to say Rabbanan that no, the body has to be complete. So it's actually a mahloket amongst the Tanaim, as we see now. The Rav, the Amar, ki haitana. Rav himself held like the following Tanah. He has another braita to support him. Okay, what's the braita that supports him? The Tanya, we have a braita. Maaseh. Shemet Abib Shel Rabbi Yitzhak Beginzak. There was a story where the father of Rabbi Yitzhak died in Ginzak. Okay. Uba'u v'odi'uhu le'achar shalosh shanim. So they came and they told them after 3 years, which means they came and they gave him the news. So now it says Ubav. So now what do you want? He wanted to make a reinterment. He used to bury them in a certain place until the flesh used to decompose. Then they used to want to take the body and bring it to the family plot. Wow. So they told him, okay, his father was dead. Now he got the news. He wants to reinter the body, take it from the cemetery that it was to bring it to the family plot. So he went to ask the rabbis. It seems he was a kohen. So he wanted to know, is he allowed to go mitamin now to his father? Yeah. So can he do this? The amru le'abiv bismanchu shalem ve'lo bismanchu haseh. They told him, absolutely not. But the only time the Torah allows a kohen to bury his father is when he is complete. But now already the body had decomposed. It was 3 years later. So you see what? You have a shita over here. Even though it was Rav Binyan, all the bones are there intact. It's just that you don't have the flesh. You're missing part of the body. So it says what? He's not considered shalem. So you see the rabbis hold the body's got to be shalem. That's what Rav Chazdan, the name of Rav, was subscribing to this braita. Where's the braita above that said, no, even body parts that's going according to shitat, Rabbi Yehuda, Matnitin. Shelosha minin asurin benazir. Okay, now the Gemara goes to a very basic, fundamental principles that apply to nazirim. And we've said many times that basically there are three things that are asur to a nazir. You cannot become tameh met. He also cannot obviously drink anything but wine, grapes, things like that. Nor can he take a haircut. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us the stringencies of each one of these laws, because the laws are not all the same. They have their own properties that they work with. So the Gemara is going to tell us, the Mishnah is going to tell us the three rules and how they apply. So it starts off, Shilosha minin asurim ben nazir. There are three matters that are forbidden to the nazir. Tum'ah, v'tiglachat, v'yotze min ha'gifin. Good. Homer b'tum'ah u'b'tiglachat v'yotze min ha'gifin. There are stringencies by the tum'ah and the tiglachat over the gefen. Why are they stringent? Those two are more stringent than the grapes. Why? Shatum'ah v'tiglachat sotrin. Because if the nazir becomes tameh, it breaks the nazirut, and that as well as the haircut. V'yotze min ha'gefen eno soter. But if he drinks wine, it's not soter. Now let's explain this. If he drinks wine, that means he gets malkut and he continues. He's on day 15, he drank wine, you continue 15 more days. It is not soter. Tum'ah, on the other hand, as we learned, is soter, which means it resets the whole clock and now he's got to go 30 days. Or for that matter, if he was nazir for more than 30 days, right, doesn't matter. He's a 60-day nazir and he's on day 52. And he becomes tameh, he's back to zero. And he's got to do all 60. Now, the stira, the soter by tiglat is all different. It doesn't erase everything, but when a nazir takes a haircut, he's got to go 30 more days. Which means, let's say he's on day 15, okay? So therefore he's going to, and now let's say he takes a haircut, okay? So he's got to go 30 more days. So therefore, he goes 15 to finish, plus another 15. Because the law of that would be that for tiglachat, you got to have at least 30 days of hair in order to cut it. Nafka mina would be, let's say, in the other case I gave you, where let's say he's a 60, okay? And he cut his hair at 45, he would only have to go 30 more days. Okay, so it's a different type of soter. Whereas tum'ah resets the clock from zero, Tiglachat means soteh, that he's got to go 30 days. And the concept is because he's got to have hair that is 30 days. So it's a different type of soteh. Okay, but the point is gif, and it's not soteh at all. So he drank on day 15, let him just continue counting till day 30. Now we continue the Mishnah. Chomer biyotzeh min hagif and min betum'ah betiglachat. Now gifin has a stringency over the other two. And that is, sheyotzeh min hagif and lo utar michlalo. Which means there are no exceptions. Meaning, even if, let's say, the wine is wine of a mitzvah, kiddush on the Shabbat, havdalah, arba kosot, doesn't matter. Guys, in Nazir, there's no heter for the wine items. However, tum'ah, there's an exception. For example, met mitzvah, a Nazir is able to be metameh. Or tiglachat, we learned earlier, if let's say the Nazir is a mitzorah, we had a special drasha from the word rosho, to come and teach us that even though the Nazir cannot shave, but if he's a mitzorah, in the middle, he's able to shave his head. So therefore, you stand his beard. So you see what? That there is dispensations for shaving and for tum'ah masha'enka, no dispensation for the grapes and the wine. Now, v'tiglachat utru mechladam, v'tiglachat mitzvah, that's v'tiglachat mitzvah means the haircut of a mitzvah, which is a mitzorah, u'bemet mitzvah. And tum'ah would be permissible if it is a met mitzvah. V'chomer b'tum'ah m'b'tiglachat. Now we're putting tiglachat and tum'ah against each other. And we're saying that tum'ah is even more strict than haircut. In what sense? Sh'tum'ah soteret et hakol. Like we learned, tum'ah resets the entire nazirut. The guy's the nazir for 60 days, he's supposed to be, right? He's on day 45, he became tameh, he got to start again from zero, from scratch. And v'chayavim aleha korban. And what's the law? That after he purifies himself, obviously the Nazir that becomes Tameh needs Shilishi v'Shivi'i, he needs the third and the seventh day of the Parah Adumah, then he brings a Korban, of a Nazir Tameh. V'teglachat eno soteret ela Shiloshim. Teglachat, like we explained, only affects 30 days. V'en hayavim alea Korban. And there's no Korban on a Teglachat. Very good. Now, what the Gemara is going to do here till the end of the Amud, it's going to really bring me the sources for all these halachot. Now, without sources, before the Gemara gets to the source, the Gemara is going to try to learn one from the other. Meaning it's going to go in a style like, if you're saying by wine, it's like this, and it has this property, so kada homer, we should apply it to tum'ah that doesn't have this property. This is, if this is more stringent, or this is more lenient, so we're going to try to learn the laws from each other, and the Gemara's answer is going to be to all these questions. We have pisukim. Now the Gemara begins. V'tum'ah lo tutar mechlala. Who told you, or why are you telling me in the Mishnah that we make a dispensation for tum'ah? Because we said he can be mitameh for a mitzvah, right? Lo tutar mechlala. Let's not give him that dispensation. Why? Kavahomer miyayin. And we'll learn it from a kavahomer from wine. And what's the kavahomer? Uma yayin. She'eno soter. Which has a leniency. It's not soter. Which means if he drank one on the 15th day, he just continues. So has a leniency. But lo tutar mechlala. And there's no dispensation. So tum'ah is soteret, tum'ah that does restart the clock. And odin chelot utam mechlala. Although most of this should be no dispensation. Yeah. Right? So we don't think we should learn a kavah homer from yayin. Oh, you know what the answer is? Pasuk Talmud lomar le'aviv ul'imo lo yitama. Le'aviv ul'imo lo yitama, aval mitamahu le'mit mitzvah. Which means, by a nazir, it says, al kol nafshot met lo yavo. He cannot mitamah himself to anybody. What does the pasuk have to tell me? Le'aviv ul'imo, you just told me al kol nafshot met. Ela's coming to teach me hadushim. What hadush is the Aviv Ulimo coming to teach me? To the father and the mother, no, but yeah, to a mit mitzvah. So you can't learn from a kavachomer to yayin, because I have a gezerat hakatuf. Now the Gemara goes the other way. V'yayin yutar michlalo. Let's matir the nazir to drink wine if it was a mitzvah. Kavachomer mitumah. and I'll make it from a kavahomer from tumah. What's the kavahomer? Ma tumah she soteret has a stringency. It restarts the whole clock, but still hutra michlala. We have heterim for met mitzvah. Yain she eno soter yain, which is more lenient, which is not with eno din she hutra michlala. Or the more so, it should be mutar in the case of a mitzvah. Kada omer from tumah. Gemara zehet shamar kera miyayin v'shechar yazir. Again, these are extra words because the Torah just could have said anything that comes from the gefen. For the fact that it had to specify yayin shechar leesor yayin mitzvah ki yayin reshut. So it's coming to include even yayin avei mitzvah. Comes the Gemara and says the yayin yistor etakol. Let us say that when a guy drinks yayin, let it reset the whole clock. Soteret hakol kavahomer betumah. And what's the kavahomer? Ma tumah shutra michlala. By tumah you have a leniency, right? Where we allow dispensations for mitzvah. Soteret hakol, and still it's soteret hakol yayin shalot hakol yayin where mahmir, where there's no dispensations for mitzvah. Lo kol sheken shiyistor. All the more so yayin should be soter the whole nesirut. Amar kera, again back to the pasuk. Vehayamim arishunim yipelu kitame nizro. Tum'ah soteret ve'en hayayin soter. Where does the pasuk say that you have to reset the whole clock? Dafka by tum'ah. Ve'ayamim arishonim yipilu kitameh. Only tum'ah starts to nizir. It's over, but not yayin. Gemara continues. Ve'tiglachat or ve'hat tiglachat tistor et akol. Let's say that the haircut should be soter et akol like tum'ah, which means that it reset the whole clock. Kal vachomer mitum'ah. And what's the cover that I'll make? Uma tuma shelo asuba mitame kimitama. Oh, now let's discuss this law outside first. The nazir cannot become tameh. This is correct. What about the person that was mitameh the nazir? There's no isur on the guy that was mitameh the nazir. Let's say a guy went up to the nazir and he put a corpse on him. The nazir already, it's asud, right? But the guy who did it to him is not asud. Okay, but the reason why I'm telling you that is because by tiglahat, it's not like that. By the haircut, the law is not only does the nazir get an isud, but the guy who gave him the haircut gets the isud as well. Oh, so now you see what? You see tiglahat is more hamur than tumah. So now the Gemara wants to make kavahomer from this law. And it's going to say like this. Uma tumah. Shelo asuba mitameh. That's the one that's making the guy tameh. Kim mitameh, like the one that regat tameh. And still what? Soteret et hakol. And still it restarts the whole count. If it becomes tameh. Tiglahat. Sha'asuba migaleyah kim mitgaleyah. Right? By tiglah, where they made the barber, like the one that got cut in its yisud. Enodin shit istoret hakol. All the more so, it should be soter the whole situation. Amar kera. So Gemara goes back to the pesukim. Vayamim arishonim yipelu kitamen nizro. Tumah soteret et hakol ve'en tiglachat soteret et hakol. Gezerat ha-katuf. Tumah yeh soteret. Everything else, no. Comes Gemara and says v'tumah. Na'aseba mitamah kimitmah. Which means, hold it, let's go back to that law. Let's say that just like the guy who becomes tameh gets the isur, we should put an isur on the guy that was mitamim. Kalvachomer mitiglachat. And make a kalvachomer from the haircut. And say like this. Uma tiglachat she'ena soteret. Tiglachat is lenient, right? It doesn't reset the whole clock. Ela sheloshim, right? Only gives you 30. And still what? Asaba migaleya kemit galeya, and still there's nisur on both, the one that got the cut and the one that did the hair cutting. Tumah she soteret et hakol. Tumah that is soteret et hakol. Enodin she na'asaba mitame kemitama. Amar kera vetame rosh nizro. The Torah comes along and says tame rosh nizro lemitame rosh nizro, which means the pasuk is discussing over there that what? The tum'ah only is to the one that it happened to. V'tamesh rosh nizro. Which is only to him. Not to the one that, huh? Only to him. Not to the one that was mitameh, which is we're restricting. V'tameh rosh nizro. Le mitameh rosh nizro.
Look at the Rosh. Mm-hmm. The Rosh explains what the Derasha is on this pasuk. Amar v'tamer Rosh Nizro. L'metamer Rosh Nizro Azhar Rahmana V'lo l'metamer Rosh Nizir Aher. Which means the guy who did it himself. Tamer Rosh Nizro. He was metamer, he gets, but not the guy who did it to him. Mm-hmm. Another guy did it. Only he himself. So therefore, you have to get the ketuv again that Tumah is only to the guy, not to somebody else that did it. Comes the Gemara, continues. V'tiglachat. When it comes to tiglachat, when it comes to hekats, lo na'asaba megaleach kemetgaleach. Why are you being so strict that you're going to treat the one that got cut and you're going to say that the one that cut also gets isur? Why? I'll say maybe don't treat it like that. Kal vachomer mitum'ah. And what's my kal vachomer? Here you go again. Uma tum'ah. She soteret et hakol. Tum'ah, that's very strict. It's soteret et hakol lo asu ba metame ketran. Still, we don't say that the guy that did the metame, he doesn't get isur. Teglat she'ena soteret ela shloshim. Teglat, which is lenient. Right? We don't have shloshim. They only have shloshim. Yom. Lo kol sheken shon asu begal kemet galayah. So amar kera, ta'ar lo ya'avor al rosho. It says a razor cannot pass over his head. Karibe lo ya'avor hu ve lo ya'avor le'acher. I mean, lo ya'avor is mashma to anybody. Not to the guy himself can't do it, and lo ya'avor even by somebody else. Right? Which means it cannot be taken off, not by him and not by others. The way the Rosh explains, the mashma lo ya'avor klal. Ben hu atzmo ben acher. Not him, not others. Okay, good. So now the Gemara says, v'tiglachat lo tutar nichlala. What do we say by tiglachat? One of the leniencies we said by tiglachat is if there's a mitzvah, for example, if the Nazir is also a mitzora, we said that he's allowed to cut his hair. So the Gemara, who said, let's say he shouldn't be allowed kal vachomer miyayin. And what's the kavod from Yayin? Uma Yayin she'eno soter, which has a leniency. It's not soter, lo tan michlalo, but still, there's no dispensation, there's no exceptions. Teglat she soteret, teglat, which is strict, that it is soteret. Eno din she'eno tutan michlala, all the more so we should make an exception for mitzvah. El, Gemara says, Amar Rahmana, which I tell, because that's the katuf. Rosho ave Amar Rahmana zekano. We have Gizat HaKadub. Remember, we learned by the case of the Nazir that it came along and said the extra words. It said Rosho. So we said, wouldn't it have to come along and say Rosho to come and teach me that in certain cases, actually by the Mitzvah, it said Rosho. What do you have to tell me Rosho for? We know his whole body he has to shave. So it's coming to tell me no Rosho, even if he's a Nazir. Shave his head. Even if he's a Nazir, shave his beard. Also, we have a Gezerat Ketuv that tells me that, wow, from the extra words, that even a Mitzvah, that's a Nazir Mitzvah, he has to do it, he has an exception. Comes again, Quran says, continue, V'tiglachat, lo tistor klal. Oh. Why should a haircut even, he should lose any days? It should be like the wine, where he just continues. Why? Kavachomer miyayin. Ma yayin shelo tar mechlalo. Yayin is strict. There's no exceptions, and still what? Eno soter. So teglat shutra mechlala. Teglat, which is lenient, you have exceptions. Eno din shelo tistor. Or the most, it should not be soter, which means it should be like the wine. Gemara says, there's a problem here. Ba'inan gidul se'ar ve'aleka. And listen, you need to have 30 days of hair. That's a fact. So therefore, you're right. Nice kavah homer. But the point is, the part of the nizirut is he's got to cut his hair at the end of the process. He's got to have 30 days of hair to cut. So comes the Gemara and says, so let's go the other way now. Ve'yayin yistor sheloshim yom. Let yayin be like tiglachat, which is give yayin 30 days. Which means if he stopped on day 15, add another, if he drank on day 15, give him another 30 days. That is why. Kavahomet tiglachat. What's the kavahomet from tiglachat? Uma tiglachat shutra michlala. Right? Tiglachat, you have leniency, you have exception. And still what? Soteret, you got to wait 30 days. Yain shalota michlala. Yain, where there's no exceptions. Enotichi yistor. All the most should be soter. So the Gemara says a simple sevara. Midi hu tama ela mishum gidul se'ar.
Yes. Go with the Sivara. The only reason why we're waiting 30 days because he got to have his hair grow. Right? If he drank wine, his hair is still intact. So therefore, what do I care? The 30 days he has on his hair, what do I care if he drank wine? So therefore, there's a difference between the yain and the tiglachat. The next Mishnah. Tiglachat tum'ah. Ketzad. Okay, so now we discuss a case over here where the Nazir became tameh. Okay? Now the law is that the Nazir that becomes Tameh, he obviously now has to get sprinkled from the Parah Adumah on the third and on the seventh day. He also has to bring Korbanot, which we know, and also he has to shave his hair. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us the process. Tiglachat tum'ah ketzab, which means how does it work? When does he take his haircut when he has the tum'ah? So it says like this. Okay, gets sprinkled on the third and the seventh day. He takes his haircut on the seventh day. And he brings the korbanot of the tum'ah on the eighth day. Okay, so that's the process. The Rosh speaks out over here. Tiglachat tum'ah ketzad nazir shenitma. Ketzad hu megaleyach? Megaleyach bezayin umevi korban behet, kedichtiv. Vigilach rosho beyom tahorato. Which means he shaves his hair on the day of his purification. Beyom hazayin yegalehenu. Ubiyom het yavi bet torim vekeves le'asham. He brings the two birds. Ehad le'ola vehad le'chatat. And the keves for the asham. Comes the Mishnah and says, V'im gilach b'shemini, but let's say he didn't take his haircut until the eighth day. Mevi korbanotav bo bayom. He does everything that day. He brings the korbanot that day plus the haircut. Oh, devre Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Amar le Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon comes along and says, Ma ben ze le metzora. What's the difference between a nazir that became tamet to a metzora? Why? What's the law of a metzora? Look at the Rosh. Ma ben ze le metzora. Dichtiv beparashat metzora betiglachat. Bet vehaya bayom hazayin. Right? It says on the seventh day, yigalach et kol se'aro. וחיבס בגדה ורחס את בשרו במים ותהד וביום חת יביא בית תורים וכבשה וקיימלן במצורה דין גילח בחת מביא קורבנותיו בתת, which means the haircut and the korbanot are not on the same day by a מצורה. Which means he's got to normally follow the rule of taking the haircut on day 7, bringing korban on day 8. But if he didn't, so then he's got to do the haircut he did on day 8, korban will go to day 9. So the Bitarfon has to be Akiva. Why is the Nazir different than the Metzora? That you're telling me that if he brought the haircut, he did the haircut on day 8, bring the korban on that day as well. So Gebarah says, Amar le, so he tells him back. Ze tahorato tiluya biyamav. The Nazir, his purity is hinging on the days. His mitzorah, his tahara is dependent on what? The haircut. What is this being said? So look at the Rosh again. Amar le, he told him, this is be Akiva answering the Bitarfon. Sheze taharato tiluya biyomo. Nazir. What makes the Nazir Tahor? 3 and 7, sprinkling, and the immersion in the mikveh. Once the guy got sprinkled on day 7 and went to the mikveh, no problem. Let him do everything, which means technically he's finished on day 7. Right? He did his process. The days went by, he purified himself. Oh, he didn't take the haircut? Okay, take it on day 8. I mean, the korbanot as well. However, aval, next Rosh. Mitzorah tahorato tiluya betiglachto. The key to mitzorah to get tahor is the haircut. Kedichtiv, biyom hazayin yigaleyach et kol se'aro. Now, ve'adar kitiv, and then it says in the pasuk by mitzorah,
Now, v'im tabal ad shelo gileh. But let's say he went to the mikveh on day 7, but he didn't take a haircut. Lo alta lo tevilah. The tevilah don't count. Hilkach im gileh b'chet. If he took the haircut on day 8, he's no way. He's still got to go to the mikveh again, and he can't bring his korban until day 9. The akat is sarich ha'arif shemesh. He's got to wait till the night. Hilkach eno yachol. You see the difference? Where Nazir, days, you got to the 7th day, you dipped in the mikveh, you got sprinkled, you're good. You didn't take your haircut until day 8? Okay, it doesn't affect the mikveh. The days of the ikar. Mashikan the mitzorah, what's the ikar of the mitzorah? His haircut. Therefore, he went on day 7 to the mikveh, hey, you didn't take your haircut. So your mikveh is invalid. If you didn't take a haircut until day 8, now he's got to go to the mikveh again. Right? He's got to go to the mikveh after the haircut. Ha'arif Shemesh, Korbanot on day 9. Comes the Mishnah and concludes and says, De'eru mavi korban, ela imken haya me'orav Shemesh. He cannot bring his korban until sunset, which is the Mitzorah's got to wait now on day 8. Right? He went to the mikveh after his haircut. Got to wait till the nightfall. You don't bring korbanot at night. If he's got to bring his korban until the next day, which is the 9th day. Comes the Gemara and says, Kibla mine olo. Gemara wants to know, did Rabbi Tarfon accept this answer of Rabbi Akiva? Again, it was Rabbi Akiva, the one that said that, you know what, if the Nazir even took his haircut on day 8, he's okay. Rabbi Tarfon said, hey, what's between the Nazir and the Mitzorah? So Rabbi Akiva answered him. So there is a difference. Now we don't know if Rabbi Tarfon accepted the answer or not. So the Gemara's question is, Kibla mine olo? Did he accept it or not? Tashema, I'll show you that he did accept it. Detane Hillel. Hillel learned. Gilag Bashemini. Yeah, he took a haircut on the 8th day. Now what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a Nazir. He took his haircut on the 8th day. Mevi korbenotav betishi'i. Oh, he brings his korban on the 9th. Ve'isal kadatach kibla mine leiti korbanotav b'shemini. Now, so you see from the braita that obviously he's arguing. Because the bitar phone was the one that said it should be like a mitzorah. And what is the braita saying? That if he brought his korbanot on day, sorry, if he took his haircut on day 8, korban is on 9. It's mashma that he's arguing. Again, if he agreed with Rabbi Akiva, then there's no shitota in this braita. Because everybody should say that if he brought his haircut on day 8, he should bring his korbanot as well. From the fact that he has a braita that says if he took a haircut on day 8, he brings his korban on day 9, must be that's a bitafon. So he must be, he's indeed arguing on Rabbi Akiva. Give us Amar Rava La Kashya. That's not a question. Hade tabal b'shevi'i. Hade lo tabal b'shevi'i. It all depends if he dipped on the 7th or not. What's the answer? Look at the Rosh. Hade lo tabal b'shevi'i. Ad yom ahet. Let's say you have a Nazir. He didn't dip on the 7th day. He's supposed to be on the 7th day. He didn't go to the mikveh on the 7th day. Okay? Until the 8th day he went. Okay? Well, the 8th day he went to the mikveh. It's very nice. But tebul yom, he cannot bring korbanot. He's got to wait until the night. V'tamiya li amay nakat gileach b'chet. Afim gileach b'zayin nami di betwilat talya milta. Ela durhad milta nakat shedarkal gileach b'yom taurato. Which means, the case over here is talking like this. You know what the Braita says? You got to go to day 9? Pashut has to go on day 9. He didn't go to the mikveh till day 8. Why didn't he go to the mikveh till day 8? Whatever reason. So therefore, you're right. Everybody agrees. If he goes to the mikveh on day 8, he's got to wait till sunset. And he brings the Qurban on day 9. Why? Because Nazir is not depending on his haircut. It's dependent on his mikveh, on his dipping, on his days. Happened to be the Braita said, and he took a haircut on day 8 also. The truth of the matter, it doesn't matter when this guy took a haircut. Even if he took a haircut on day 7, since you didn't go to the mikveh till day 8, he can't bring his korban until day 9. The only reason why the Beraita gave a case where he went to the mikveh on day 8 and took his haircut on day 8, because normally you do it on the same day. But that the point is not his haircut in this Beraita. However, I could say that Rabbi Tafun would agree that if he went to the mikveh on day 7 and took his haircut on day 8, bring the korban on day 8 also. Why? Talui be yamav. He had 7 days. He had mikveh. He didn't take a haircut? So take the haircut on day 8. I mean the korban over. So therefore, Rabbah's coming along and saying, indeed, Rabbi Tarfon accepted Rabbi Akiva's answer. And don't bring me a question, this bright. I'll tell you the reason why the bright, they pushed it to day 9, because he didn't go to the mikveh till day 8. I want you, the guy didn't go to the mikveh day 8. Nothing I can do for the guy. He's got to wait until later, Shemesh. And then he's got to bring it on the following day. That is the final proof of the Gemara. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.